sing.
Not Jay being a ghost.
I know, I'm a ghost for real. I'm gone, gone.
That's what we get for joking. Okay. All right, we can continue.
But I don't think any church announcements outside of that. I'll be at BlurredCon. I'll be at Black Comic Books Day in San Diego first. Nothing else. What about you?
Let's see. I am starting, or I am planning to basically publish a couple of new videos on my new review channel. It's just me talking about niche TV shows or anime or movies that catch my attention. But definitely planning to publish those soon, hopefully in the next week or so. The goal is to have like multiple videos posted so that it's not just one video on the channel. The channel's called Key Takeaways. I did not post a link command for it just yet. Gonna work on that. And let's see. As far as like conventions or nothing, don't really have anything planned until the summer. But I too am booked and busy with other projects coming soon and or am just working on in the background. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Booked and busy, but I'm booking myself for different projects is all basically.
Gotcha.
All right. So on this episode of the podcast, kind of keeping it light, mainly because there is a lot that happened like while we were off, but at the same time, I don't necessarily want to cover everything. I just cherry picked a couple things and that's what we're doing. But anyway, basically it'll be a fairly light episode till like we get back into the swing. Oh, and also our podcast schedule will be a bit wonky. Because Jade's currently in school for the month. So it won't be a week by week thing, especially because one of those weeks will be my birthday and we likely won't record. If we do, it'll be super. No, we won't record that week.
I was about to say, if we do, it could be in person.
It could, but do I really want to work like that?
It's like, no.
No. So, yeah, that week we probably won't record. It's like 80% chance we won't record. But, yeah, month of January is going to be a bit wonky schedule-wise for the podcast. It might be some Sundays, Saturdays. So, just, like, keep an eye out. I'll try my best to be consistent with the uploads. That's about the only thing. And then we should be back to kind of regular schedule weekly the next month. But yeah, that's pretty much all the announcements we got. All right. So going into the docket on, this is actually part three now of we're not the only ghetto country, but it's, I would say 2.5, part 2.5, because we're talking about, a country we talked about before. Dang. I'll say that for next week. Because I want to dive a little deeper into South Korea. But the thing that caught...
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing that caught our eye in the past couple of weeks was Canada, once again. That's why we're not picking on you, Canada. Although it don't really... I mean, we're not picking on you. I can't speak for other people who say they represent the country of the U.S. But yeah, so what happened in Canada again was that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation. He will step down and end his 9-year stretch as the leader. Give me 1 second. That's gonna bug me. All right. Anyway, So Trudeau said he would stay in office until his Liberal Party can choose a new leader, and that parliament would be prorogued or suspended until March 24th. Trudeau's personal unpopularity with Canadians have become an increasing drag on his party's fortunes in advance of federal elections later this year. Basically, he was bringing down the party in the province by province races. So, you know, he was so unpopular that he was causing everybody else's polling, all the other ministers' polling to decline. So, and I didn't know that he was that old, but he's 53. But he faced.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I was like, I thought he was a smooth 40 something. But yeah, he had faced growing calls to quit from inside his Liberal Party, which ramped up in December when Deputy Prime Minister and longtime ally Chrystia Freeland abruptly resigned. And back in December, if I recall correctly, I think he said something along the lines of, I ain't going, at least then. But yeah, so, but in her public resignation letter, Freeland cited the president-elect threats of tariffs on Canadian goods and accused Trudeau of not doing enough to address the grave challenge posed by Trump's proposals. So, I guess that was one of the bigger reasons that she resigned. But I guess Trudeau, I took a good look and said he'd rather not have infighting within his own party and decided to step aside. So that this will be a very interesting election year for Canada, I guess. And for the record, his approval ratings were very much in the tank. They were actually worse than Biden's. Biden had a low of like 30-something%, high 30s, I think. But for Trudeau's popularity was like at 22%. So, yeah. There is that. But yeah, your thoughts.
Yeah. I was surprised when I saw it come up again along my timeline that he was going to resign. Because I was like you said, we had just discussed about him saying he ain't going nowhere. So that was very, like, shocking to see, like, oh, so he is going somewhere. well, it's true. but no, it makes sense for the infighting within the party, and to kind of help alleviate that by giving up your seat of power. I think that definitely going to watch to see who is going to be elected next and take over. It's interesting to watch because I just think that no matter what, just like any politician, people aren't going to be happy. Mm-hmm. They say like they're going to blame a lot of things on him, but then it's going to be the same song and dance when it comes to the relations between the U.S. and Canada moving forward because of the proposed tariffs that certain people want to put in place.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, certain people also want to make Canada the 51st state, which...
Yeah. Which is funny, and they were... I liked Trudeau's comment back to that. Like, that's basically not going to happen. He cussed. And I was like, well, that's how you know we mean it. But, yeah, I was like, how do you come out and just think that somebody's just going to become another state without...
The same way you think you can buy Greenland.
Pray for us. We're not the only ghetto ones out there, but it's pretty ghetto. But yeah, third thing, definitely didn't realize that he was 53. I definitely thought he was in his 40s. He just looks young. But yeah, just... The fact that Freeland was saying within their resignation that that's a main reason why that the tariffs are going to be a tariff on good, because the whole tariff situation, when President-elect said that he was proposing, like, what it was, like,
25%.
25%? Okay.
Yeah.
25% tariff, which is insane.
Yes.
Insane. And, like, whatever prime minister is going to be up, we'll have to deal with that. Whatever tariffs come into play, if any. So, yeah. But it's very much a shocking thing that Trudeau resigned after saying that they wouldn't. Definitely something to look forward to seeing what they'll do after this. Because I know they're not just going to sit and twiddle his thumbs. So just kind of see, like, what the game plan is after, like, who's going to come into office and what Trudeau is actually going to do once out of office, because you'll have way more leeway to say and do more things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm also especially interested because as far as what will happen, because I don't necessarily foresee his party still carrying the majority in this next election. It seems like everybody's shifting rightward, so I'm expecting a conservative to take his place as prime minister. And if that does happen, I am very curious as to whether, because I don't study Canadian politics like that, so I don't necessarily know if the conservative wing of Canada is going to be friendlier to our incoming president or a little more hostile. So that's another thing I'm kind of curious about.
Yeah.
But anything else on that before we move on?
That's it on that.
All right. Moving right along to Creator Hub, and there wasn't really a lot right now. There we go. It wasn't really a lot in Creator Hub news. Not right now, but main thing for Twitch is that partners can now revert to an old username they changed away from once. I don't think affiliates can do the same from the sounds of it. I don't know if that's tacked on as a partner privilege or I don't know. But they can.
I mean, technically you can if it's still available.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's something different. It's like once you... Well, no, because I know... I got a friend who made partner, but she... Oh, but she changed her name, so I don't know if she would be able to revert to her previous username since she got partner. Yeah, I don't know. But if she wanted to now, she could. But yeah, so... Yeah, if it's still open, you can. Let's see, but that was pretty much it for Twitch news. So it's kind of like, let's keep an eye on what's going to happen this year, but very much because it was holidays, not a lot happened. For YouTube is testing voice replies, which allows creators to reply to comments on their content. Being tested on the iOS YouTube app with select creators in the US. And they've also added the ability for creators to allow their content to train AI and specify which companies. It is optional and off by default, which is good. But definitely double check and make sure that if you want that, fine. If you don't, just make sure it's off. And in better news, YouTube will soon begin cracking down on egregious clickbait. For now, they remove offending content without issuing a strike. Thank God. Because it's like I do watch YouTube in my off time a bit, but I get sick of the egregious, the like overdone thumbnails, clickbaity thumbnails that you know is clickbait. But let's see. Oh, and in broader creator industry news, the TikTok ban is likely to be appealed. It wasn't really struck down. I think last I read was that the Supreme Court was likely to uphold it. They weren't about to strike it down. That said, I don't know how effective the actual ban will be. I don't know if it's going to be like taken off app stores and then they'll put it back on later. I don't really know the inner workings of that. So like, I don't know if I don't know if we'll get like blue screened or something if we try logging in, if we already have it. So yeah, I don't know. IDK on that one. I guess we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, it's the ideas we, as a country, we come up with good ideas, but the execution just is, a lot of times it's lackluster. But your thoughts on any of those?
So like I said, with Twitch, I don't know how they can revert back to their old names if, say, somebody took the old name.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. But I wonder if they, like, kind of keep it in limbo for a while. With YouTube, I wonder how that's going to go with the training the AI. So I'm just, sometimes with AI, it's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to see how it goes first and then make an assessment after that point once you get all the data from it. So we'll see how that goes. But it's good that they're going to start getting rid of those clickbaits because they are annoying for just the truly ridiculous ones. And it's good that they're taking down some of them now without any strikes. So no warning, just take it down,
yeah.
Which is great. It's being very proactive, which is a good step in the right direction. With the TikTok ban, I believe it's going into place on the 19th.
Yep.
On the 19th. So we'll have to see on the 19th what happens. There have been talks that people, the guy from Shark Tank wanted to buy TikTok so that way it could become a US-based owned company.
Mm.
So there was talks of that. It was him and some other people that came to form a group, to try to buy it. But I don't see TikTok being sold, so.
Nah.
Yeah. But with TikTok, the ban, I just don't understand it. It's just so ridiculous to me. But I mean, I guess not. But it is. Once again, we'll have to see like what's going to take its place because they have already other companies. Who is it? Instagram that's doing features that look similar to TikTok.
I believe it's Instagram. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll be able to see that, but it'll just be... But I don't think it's going to take too long for a new version of TikTok to come up. Just like with Vine. Once Vine was gone, then TikTok came about.
Right.
And once TikTok is gone, it's going to be another one. So I don't think we're going to have to wait too long to have a substitute for it. It's just that it sucks that you have to have come up with these things because it's going to be banned.
Yeah. It's like,
hell, I'll miss TikTok shop.
It's like, I kind of get the reasoning. I think it's kind of shoddy how it was done, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying too much. But it's like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really use TikTok that much. Like, I post stuff on there, but I don't, like, that's not my main, if I wanna mindlessly scroll, that's not my mindless scroll app. So, that's why I'm kinda like, I'm pretty ambivalent about it. But yeah, we'll see.
is to prevent, oh wait, what did Mike say? It's to prevent the youth from going against the government and silly anti-Chinese nonsense. They want Muskins to control the airways. That is true. Oh yeah, Black Animal Guy.
Black Animal Guy.
The one that he has all the facts about these random animals. And he makes TikToks about them where he comes on, he'll tell you facts about animals. Hmm. And he's a black guy who does it.
Huh. See, I don't use it that much. I didn't know they existed.
That's cool. I love me some TikTok.
Yeah, apparently this household is old. We don't really use it. But yeah. Anything else on that? I do think another app will come along. Which is another reason why I'm not too worried, I guess.
Yeah.
So
that something will come up within the next couple, like within the next year or two, I bet.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. I didn't have any noms for just don't care. I mean,
I do.
I was like, I could probably throw a rock and hit one, but what was your nomination?
Khloe Kardashian opening her mouth.
See, I didn't even know about that because I don't pay any attention to her. No, I remember seeing something in the headlines. And I was just like, Khloe Kardashian. I kept scrolling. But what did she say?
So she made comments and was bashing the LA mayor about the wildfires. And there was an uproar. There was uproar against her being like tone deaf. And basically saying like, no, that because she was saying that because funding was cut at one point from firefighters, but she's also giving out misinformation.
The mayor or Khloe?
Khloe.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just, yeah, but
yeah, I've been seeing stuff here and there about like basically accusing the mayor of mismanagement and all of that, and like cutting the fire department's budget directly. I didn't really dive a lot into it because I didn't want to necessarily say anything without getting my facts right. And When stuff like that goes down, it usually takes an after action that where you don't even get the full story until months after. So I am not surprised Khloe Kardashian opened her mouth and spread misinformation, because I mean, like,
People were telling her like it was interesting that she had something to say about LA's mayor when she has nothing to say about her own mayor of Calabasas. That she had nothing to say about the former administration, about the upcoming administration, that she had nothing to say about any of those things, but she had time to say something about that.
Right.
But calling her a joke, and then like, that was my favorite when they were like, somebody was like, Khloe got the nerve of calling the mayor LA a joke when she literally has Tristan Thompson as a baby daddy.
They actually don't, not once, but twice.
Thank you.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Khloe. Like I said, I could probably throw a rock and hit a just don't care, but I haven't really kept up with too much. So, I mean, there's definitely stuff, but I just try and keep things above a certain fray. So, I have nothing else to add. Moving along, though, to weekly roundup. All right, we got one that's basically a deep Negro sign. Then we got a happy one. All right. So first one, Tulsa race massacre probe finds 1921 was coordinated military style attack, to which, before I go into further details, no shit, but I'm glad the truth is out. But we knew that, but you know, it's in black and white on paper.
We knew that as black people.
Right. I mean, everybody, but when you look at it, okay, what? Yeah, we knew that as black people.
We knew that because of our history and because of what we're taught by each other. But right. Yeah.
But yeah, no shit. It was a coordinated military style attack. But like I said, at least it is in black and white now in a report. So the Justice Department provided new insight and chilling details about the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, describing the two-day raid that killed 300 black residents and destroyed their businesses as a coordinated military-style attack conducted by a white mob of over 10,000 people. This was a 126-page report that was released, I believe, this past Friday, following a four-month investigation into the attacks, which took place between May 31st and June 1st of 1921. In addition to the murders and property destruction, victims' money and personal property were stolen, and they were not provided with any aid. Contrary to an agent's 1921 report, who in that report, the agent wanted to blame black men, and like apparently it was like a fight that spiraled out of control. That wasn't the case, obviously. The situation did not spontaneously grow out of control. Rather, what had initially been sporadic and opportunistic violence became systematic, yielding a much more devastating result due to coordinated efforts among white residents and law enforcement entities. Moreover, although the 1921 report asserts that the massacre, then called a riot, was not the result of racial feeling, perpetrators of the massacre overtly expressed and acted upon racial bias, to which, again, I say no shit. But at least it's in black and white now. It's silver lining. Your thoughts, though?
Yeah, I'm with you with, like, no shit. like, we've been known this. I'm glad that y'all are finally catching up. Thank you for putting it out there, like you said, in black and white. So that way we have it as, like, we didn't need the validation, but you needed the validation to be like, see, you're trying to erase history and trying to write it in a way that makes it less impactful. When this is what happened, this is our history, not just as Black Americans, but as Americans. This is what was done on American soil. But people wanted to act like it didn't happen. Or like Mike said, like a lot of people didn't understand that this happened until the show Watchmen came out. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, that's real? It's like, yes, that was a real thing. But yeah, so glad that they finally put that. It also sucks that because there have been survivors,
right,
of the Tulsa massacre that have come, and they've tried to, through the court systems, basically like retribution, mm-hmm, and have been blocked,
yeah,
for decades now. So maybe now appealing to it to be like, hey, so this was a coordinated effort.
Right.
But now that we have the government saying this was a coordinated effort, so maybe that could help them.
Hopefully. Like, I know there's a whole statute of limitations issue with it, but it wouldn't be any criminal proceedings or prosecution. I think it would be more so civil. Hopefully, yeah, the descendants of those, or even I want to say it's like one or two survivors left.
Yeah, I think it's like one or two.
Yeah, either the survivors or their descendants. Hopefully they get some sort of civil something, like civil retribution or justice for it. So, but again, like I said, no shit, but I know, not everybody knows. And like Mike said, they didn't know till Watchmen. But it's just one of those, like, it's one of those things of, like, I could not be a teacher when it comes to cross-cultural. Because I would die.
Well, apparently you'd be arrested now.
In certain parts of the country, right? Not everywhere?
Not everywhere, but okay. In certain parts.
Yeah.
That could be considered critical race theory.
I wouldn't be able to fix my face long enough.
Girl, screaming because... Yeah.
Yeah. But, at any rate, anything else on that?
Nothing else on that.
Okay. And... There we go. Last but not least, Tom Holland is engaged to Zendaya, and he will be shortening his name to Tom. Just Tom. Maybe T. That's last.
I love that joke. Everybody's like, he's gonna take... They're like, he's gonna take her last name.
Right.
Tom.
Yeah. But it's... I don't know. It's like, I don't care a whole lot for celebrity culture, but that is one of my favorite couples, celebrity couples.
Because they're just so out of the loop of being in drama.
Yeah.
And so cute. And they're cute because they've been together on and off since they were 18. So they've grown into adulthood.
Yeah.
And... it's also cute to see Spider-Man and Mary Jane be together in real life and it actually work out.
Right.
So it's like, I like it. Good for them.
Yeah. But yeah, they're just so low key and cute.
Not in the Dune sequel. If I can get shot my
car.
And I also love it for the people who are in height difference relationships. Because, like, yeah, he likes his tall woman.
It's like, that's right. You can be a short king.
Mm-hmm.
Mike said, you and them.
Yes. I don't slouch that much.
I do. I'm more boy at it. I'm not at the height where I should be slouching, but yeah.
Apparently I slouch, so I appear shorter.
That was a bit of happy news. It was one of those, it was kind of funny because everybody was like, is this true? And then it was like, yes, then it was confirmed. It's like, oh, okay, yay.
Yeah, because I was, as soon as because it's happened like every couple months now, they've been saying that they've been engaged. Or like every time she wears a ring on her ring finger, they're like, they're engaged.
Right.
And she's never officially said anything. So I've been like, until they say something, yeah, right. I was like, I'm just going to say that she just had a ring on that hand. That's it. And then they're like the reports about like the dad and then finally confirming and all this stuff. And it's just like, okay, that's cute for them. Yeah. And it's not like they're super young. So I was like, okay, like they're both in their late 20s now.
Oh, they're late?
Later 20s? Mid 20s? They're not 21. I know that.
I'm looking it up. Okay.
They're like Tom Holland's 25.
Tom Holland's 28. They're both 28.
Yeah. I was like, they're in their like 20s.
So they're elders Gen Zs?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because they're not millennials.
Because that would make them born in like 96. No, 97. 96. No, 96. And okay, they were both born in 96. So they'll actually be 29 this year.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good, healthy age.
Yeah.
Because not saying that younger is bad too, but I feel like in celebrity world, younger is bad. Because
it can be safe for real world like as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, obviously there are anecdotes of people making it who like got married at 18 or 20, 21. I just know I am glad I waited.
Yeah, like I feel like when you do it in your later 20s versus early, like your late teens to early 20s, you haven't lived life yet. You haven't gotten to date other people. And I was like them too, they've broken up and dated other people and been with others. So it's like you get to live life away from other people. So yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, not necessarily knocking it if that's y'all's thing and y'all are truly happy. I look back every time. I was like, why the hell did I want to be married with kids by 25? What was I thinking?
Girl, screaming because why at 16 did I think by 21 I was going to be married and have kids? And it's some cockamamie thing that they make you think that like you're going to come out of college and you're going to be a prime age and then you're going to get married and then you're going to have kids and that's going to be your life. And it's like, yeah, no.
No.
I was like, by 21, you barely have it figured out.
Not really. You just know how to survive. Maybe.
I like somebody had a really good theory on why people in their 30s feel like teenagers because we are the teenage years of adulthood. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we're the teenagers of adults. They're like, because when you come out of your teens and you become in your adults, you're still young. You're still a child. And even like you're 19, 20, 21, you're a child still. Like, you're an adult, but you're a child adult. You don't know that much.
Yeah.
And then when you're your middle 20s, you're more of like your toddler stage or like your elementary school. You learn, you know some things, but you don't know everything. By the time you're in your 30s, you're in your teenage years where it's like, okay, I'm almost an adult, but not quite.
Yeah, I definitely think there's something there because it's like 20s, everybody, at least, you know, from what I've seen anecdotally and what they posted, is like 20s apparently was just like your wrecking stage. Because you were an adult, but you didn't really know a lot, if anything, about how to be an adult. And then by the time you hit 30, it's like, oh, okay, I think I feel better about, or if you have been overall responsible or at least been doing the work to like know yourself better, by the time you're 30, it's that feeling of like, okay, I think I know a little something.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad. I still don't feel like I'm 30. It's like, I don't really feel it. Not really. But also, a lot of people make 30 sound to be, like, old, so.
Because back in the day, it was.
Yeah.
Like, when your midlife crisis, and they were really talking about you being in your, like, late 20s, early 30s. And it's like, it was. But people are living longer now, so.
That's true.
You, like, we used to think as a kid, being in your 50s was super old. It's not at all.
No.
It's not that old. I like qualify you old as like once you hit your 70s, 80s.
I qualify
then you're old.
I qualify a person being old by their actions.
That too.
but also like I would say 70s. What? I do. I'm just saying, I know people who are like have been in their 20s or maybe even early 30s who act old as shit. And then I know people in their 40s who I couldn't even tell just because of their like the vibe they gave off. Make it to the 80s you lived. Yeah. I'm like also controlling for like average age by demographics as well. So, but yeah. Anyways, happy for them. I think Tom and Zendaya did it right personally.
Yes.
Let's see. I have nothing else. Being black and making it to the 80s is rare. It's not, it's like numbers wise is rare, but I feel like I know quite a lot of at least people in my family and like just people around the area who did make it to their 80s. So
I feel like black men making it to their 80s.
Yeah.
Is a little different than black women.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. Because just statistically, we take care of ourselves better by like, and not even saying like working out and things like that,
yeah,
like going to the doctor, we do it more because we've been conditioned to go to the doctor at an earlier age.
Yeah. Yep. Very much true. So. Anything else before we close out? Like I said, I don't. Sorry for the technical difficulty earlier. I don't really know what that was about. I don't think it's my computer crapping. I think it was just a weird glitch. No matrix. But anything else before we close out? Like I said, it was kind of short this today, just because we were just getting back into the swing of it. So next time we'll probably be a beefier episode. So
I don't think so. Like I said, like we kept it light this week. It was light. And just looking forward to the new year. And did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
Not resolutions, because doing a year's resolution just never worked. And I was just like, okay, we're done with that. Not that I really traditionally made resolutions before. I think I tried a few times and it just didn't work out. So I was just like, I ain't gonna do. There are goals I would like to hit, but it's not by December 31st. It's more so like shorter term goals. So like working out consistently. Let's see, being more consistent with streaming, with YouTube uploads. I can't necessarily control watch hours, but at the same time, I hope to get the watch hours for full monetization on YouTube this year. What else? And just staying on top of being a wife. And also, I forgot how I phrased this in my head, but basically, it's not being more selfish, but definitely looking out for me more, if that makes sense.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And not even in streaming world do I really fall short on that. That's more so a personal thing, but yeah, doing me more. Looking out for me more. Yeah. So, but that's more so a lifetime thing. But the other stuff is like within a year, hopefully, but it's more so just building on good habits, I would say. Don't sleep on home workouts. Oh, yeah. I work out at home now. Like, that's pretty much where I work out at, because we do have a gym nearby. It's just ridiculously expensive. So we were like, no. But also, I was like carrying my gym clothes to and from work is a whole thing. So, yeah, I mainly work out at home. But what about you? Did you do resolutions or do you have goals, lifestyles?
I didn't have really resolutions this year. I will just have goals that I want to maintain. I want to keep up my average in classes. I had a little setback, but keep up with the other ones because I made A's in all my other classes. So I'm trying to stick with that because I know C's get degrees, but a bitch is trying to have a certain grade point average so that way she can qualify. Nursing school is hard, and I don't want to have to retake anything else. Even though C's get degrees, but then a lot of the coursework you have to get a B. It's so frustrating. So, yeah. So, keeping up with that. So, that's like my main goal is just finish out strong, keep on the stuff, rock out this phlebotomy stuff, incorporate it into my side hustles, and just kind of maintain my sanity while staying focused. That's my main thing. It's like my goal is this year is just to stay focused. So that way I don't lose sight of my end goals because I have long-term goals that I have set already.
Yeah.
My short-term goals are just to pass. So it's just like my main thing is just I want to stay focused. I don't want to lose sight of anything because I'm my own worst enemy at times. So,
felt.
Yeah. And then hopefully get back into working out after this month, because I'm not going to lie, I have too much shit to do for the month of January that going to the gym is like on the bottom of my list.
That's fair.
It's on the very bottom. It's non-existent. Now next month, that's a different story. This month, though, and then yeah, just keep working and staying motivated. That's it. I know you go work out every single day. And I know 2 days a week is just like, is enough to start a habit, but ooh. And you've been doing that consistently since you were 16. So yeah.
Yeah. It's like once you start it, it's easier to keep going once you start it, but it's the starting that's the hardest. Starting and establishing a routine, I would say.
It's hard. See, my problem is with the gym, I like going with people. I like having a gym partner.
Oh.
And somebody does completely different workouts. So that's non-existent. We go to the gym at the same time. We do not work out together. We walk to the gym together.
Yeah.
We're at the gym at the same time, but we don't do the same stuff.
I ain't gotta have anybody with me. I just gotta find the motivation to do something more so. I am very much solo dolo. Like, I want my earbuds in. I just want to focus.
Yeah. But no goals for 20. No resolutions, I mean, for 2025. Just goals that we're going to hit. That's it.
That's fair. All right. Well, we are going to wrap up, but appreciate y'all for coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast.